time to say very good morning to Annette with today's Nutrition Chat. Annette, good morning.
Good morning, Wayne.
And chilly Thursday. Today we're talking about bananas.
Yes. Sorry for my voice. It's a little bit quirky. Yes, so I thought just some interesting facts about bananas. It's obviously a fruit that I think, well, actually one of the most important crops on the planet, and I think a lot of people eat bananas, and everywhere you see, there's maybe banana trees in a garden, or it's a fruit that most people eat, I think, and it's very easy accessible. And they all come from a plant called the musa, and it was mainly grown in South Asia, and so it's sort of your warmer areas of the world, and then obviously it came to Africa. And many types and sizes exist, and believe it or not, apparently there is from green to yellow bananas we know, but then apparently there's also a red banana, which I would love to see. So those are the different colors of bananas that we do get. I think there's quite a controversial, bananas is sort of a controversial fruit, because the first question I always get if I think about a diabetic, they will ask me, is a banana fattening? You know, and it contains a lot of sugar. And so I think there's a lot of myths around a banana, whether it's good for us to eat or not. So if we look at a banana in 100 grams, so normally... and that will be your medium-sized banana. It will give you about 375 kilojoules. And if we look at the carbohydrate content, it is 22. So if I have to convert it into something, it would say it would be equal to give or take a slice of bread. If you think 15 grams of carbs will be give or take 350 kilojoules. So this is 22 grams of carbohydrates, and then 375 kilojoules. And we do have fiber, and then also natural sugars in a banana. So if we look at a banana as a whole, it's a very good source of carbohydrate. So if a banana is greenish, or for us we would say the unripe banana, it will be basically starch. And then as your banana ripens, some of the starch will be diverted to sugars, and then this will obviously make your banana sweeter during the ripening. And so the composition of the banana changed from green to ripe. And then the majority of a, not the majority, but a big part of a ripe banana really will be some sugar. So where 80% of a green banana is starch, then some of that will be converted to sugars, and mostly fructose and sucrose. So if we have to look at the GI, and really especially diabetic people, that's quite sensitive to maybe the amount of fruit, the type of fruit. A banana has got a relative low GI. So just as a reminder, GI is basically how fast the body converts glucose, starch to glucose that the body can utilize as energy. Okay. And a banana is really... it's got a rather low glycemic index. So it means that there's enough fiber in the banana that the glucose will be released slowly into the bloodstream. So we don't expect a dramatic effect on glucose level if you consume not a very overripe banana, but sort of a light yellow, greeny banana, because the GI is between 42 and 58. So we can expect that your greener banana would be closer to the GI of 42, and then your ripe banana closer to the GI of 58. So when it comes to a diabetic, quite important not to maybe choose the overripe banana, because the sucrose content might be slightly higher, and therefore the GI might be slightly higher. So it might have an effect on your blood glucose levels if it is extremely ripe. So extremely ripe would be if it's like yellow with those black spots, then you can expect that the sucrose concentration will be higher in that banana versus the light yellow, slightly green banana.
And that's actually quite interesting, where it actually literally changes composition as it ripens.
Yes, obviously, because of it's a little bit of dehydrated, so the sugar content, the water content becomes less, and the glucose content becomes more, and then also because of the starch that is in a banana, mm-hmm. so it's quite high in a resistant starch. So, and I actually thought maybe next week I can explain exactly what resistant starch is and mm-hmm. why it's important. But just in short, it passes through your gut undigested, so it creates a feeling of feeling fuller. Mm. So if we then have to think, if you have a light yellow banana as a snack when you even try to lose weight, because of the fact that there's this resistant starch, it actually helps the fruit itself as a snack will actually help you feel full in that moment. Mm-hmm. And then also the other one that is there is pectin, and a pectin as a fiber in the banana helps with the ripening process. So this then actually helps the banana to become yellow and softer, enable for us to eat it. But it's also a very important nutrient for our prebiotics. In other words, our healthy fibers in the gut. Pectin is a very good nutrient source to make sure that we've got enough healthy cultures in our gut.
And it reminds me of when often I see mountain bikers and people like that, they have these gooey bananas in their rucksack.
Yes, so obviously the bless you.
and that kind of gives him energy, and if eaten at different stages of his ripeness, does different things.
Yes. Yes, so it definitely affects how long the glucose will be released. Will it be immediate? Will it be over time? So you can actually choose the effect that you want from the ripeness of a banana, if I can put it like that.
Sure.
Then other benefits. So the pectin is very important for the gut, like I've mentioned, and help with that probiotic ability of the gut. And then two other interesting components. The one is dopamine. So we all know that dopamine is an important neurotransmitter to the brain. But very important, very interesting, that the dopamine from a banana does not cross the blood-brain barrier, so would not react as a neurotransmitter, but more as an antioxidant. So obviously free radical scavenger. And then the other one is the flavonoids, which is a powerful antioxidant for us. And the other vitamins that we then get in a banana would be the potassium and B6. And if we look at potassium and B6, very important when it comes to heart health. So if we get decent amounts of potassium, it can help to decrease your blood pressure levels. Mm-hmm. And then one banana gives us 33% of the daily recommendation for vitamin B6. Mm. So then if we look at heart health in general, because of the potassium that's there, and also the ability, if our potassium, blood pressure levels are good, and the flavonoids that act as an antioxidant, all of this actually then decreases your risk for, or not decrease, but it helps you to maintain good blood pressure levels, and then also with your potassium. Because if we get decent potassium itself, there's studies that shown that about if you consume 1.3 to 1.4 grams of potassium a day, then this will decrease your risk for heart disease with 26%. So it's a simple thing like enough potassium in our diet, and in conjunction with a good blood pressure, can help us then to decrease our risk for heart disease in the long run. Yes, yes.
So this humble little banana is actually quite an awesome fruit.
Yes, definitely. So a good snack to have. And it's actually so, and you get it literally in every single, you can even on a corner shop, you'll find a banana. It's a fruit that's always there. So yes, definitely.
And as you say, you know, we see them quite a lot in gardens around, especially our area where we've got a kind of a tropical climate, you know, which bananas thrive in.
Yes, yes. So, and they also, the whole myth that it might be. Oh, just one thing that I want to mention, when it comes to a banana and a diabetic, the portion size is quite important. So although it's got, so there's two things to, that we have to take in consideration. Number one is the GI, so that means the ability to increase your blood glucose levels, but then also the glycemic load. So in other words, although something might have a lower GI, the amount that we consume is also important, because if the load is too much in a diabetic person, then it will also be hard, difficult for the body to utilize the glucose. Right. Yeah. So stick to your smaller size banana if you are a diabetic. Make sure that it's just slightly yellow. Don't go for that overripe one with the black spots. And you should be pretty much okay. And if you are really, really nervous whether it's good or not, obviously, we've got the, you can measure your blood glucose levels. So maybe 30 minutes or an hour after you've had a banana, you can measure your blood glucose levels. And then if you are within your, we're generally happy if we get readings between 5 and 7 or 4 and 6, then you can eat a banana with a very sound mind.
And as you say, just make sure that it's not too ripe, otherwise it'll start,
that's very important.
Start adding the sugar.
Yes.
And at the end of the day, obviously consult your dietitian and or your doctor.
Definitely.
Talking about dietitians and nutritionists, and let's see, if somebody wants to get hold of you and find out what you're able to or how you're able to help them.
They're more than welcome to contact me on 084-609-3989, or they can find me on Instagram at @Unetsi.
Great, Unetsi, thank you very, very much. Go and rest your voice ready for,
thank
and we'll
so
chat
much.
Again next week. But thanks for the chat, and thanks for telling us about the humble banana. I think everybody should have a banana tree in their garden.
Definitely. Thank you, Brian.
Thanks a lot. Take care. That's Unetsi with today's Nutrition Chat.